flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. All right, what? I don't know if this is your news part, but what are you guys talking about with Michael Strahan? And
we were talking about the Black National Anthem. Apparently there's some controversy about singing the Black National Anthem at the Super Bowl.
With Michael Strahan? Is he singing it?
I was very confused. Now, I guess it's the headline was just there because Michael Strahan was asked about it, and
he was asked about the National Black
Anthem. About the controversy over the Black National
Anthem. There's a controversy?
Yeah, I don't know where the controversy started, though. I can't find it. Looks like they've been singing it for a while.
How long have they been singing the Black National Anthem?
I don't know. I asked Snowcone to look it up, but he never did, but it's been at least for a few years.
What?
2021.
That's the first year they did it?
Yep.
After George Floyd, maybe?
That
possible.
That sound right?
Yeah. Sure. That would make sense.
That was 2020, right?
Yeah. I would take that the next one. They were like, hey, why don't we do this?
Yeah.
But, and now what? People are pissed. They're like, hey.
Yeah, I don't know who started being pissed. I saw some.
But people are like, don't sing the Black National Anthem?
Yeah. Why isn't there a White National Anthem? Why don't you
we
already have one. We're all American. Just do that
one. I see.
Yeah. So,
but Michael Strahan?
Michael Strahan really didn't need to be dragged into this.
He waded into it?
He really didn't need, he didn't ask to. It wasn't his fault. Somebody brought him into it. What do you think? They did the same thing they did to Kelce, where they just came up to him in New Orleans, and they're like,
right.
Hey, what do you think about this Black National Anthem controversy? And he was like, I think, you know, it's weird that people are pissed off about, like, a uplifting song. No one ever cared before, and now suddenly they care. He's like, we can't agree on anything, so anything's a controversy.
So are they going to do it this year?
That's what it says. I mean,
well,
they were planning on it, but they said there's some question. It didn't say, but it said there's some question about
the guy from Stain just singing.
What if they don't do it because of DEI stuff?
Aaron Lewis.
Yeah, that him. Yeah, is he singing it?
When did he sing? He sang at something.
He did.
What was that?
He made me so mad because he. It's not like a huge deal, but you know he was all patriotic and was busting somebody's balls for forgetting the words or something or not singing it right. And then he sang it before a Giants game and missed a whole line.
Okay, that's what it was. I was like, there's a reason I've seen him.
That's why. Because he complained about how people don't take it seriously and then screwed it up himself.
Okay.
Which, if I complained about, like, if I was like, God damn it, these people suck at singing the National Anthem. And if they're like, do you want to sing the National Anthem? I'd be like, no.
No, exactly.
I put too much pressure on myself.
Exactly.
No.
You've already talked about it. So just stay out of it now because that's going to happen.
Ladisi?
That's
a Grammy-winning jazz and soul artist who was born in New Orleans.
Okay.
And spent much of her childhood growing up there, is slated to perform Lift Every Voice and Sing, known popularly as the Black National Anthem. There you go. Well, do they show that on TV?
The National Anthem? The Black National Anthem?
Over-under?
Over-under on whether or not it'll happen?
Over under saying, on if you know how long's the song and how long will Ladisi make it?
I don't know how long it should be. It's Lift
Every
Voice.
I'm gonna take
voice.
The over.
Okay.
You think female she takes black singles do a
jazz.
Lot of like
and,
like that
and jazz, right? So
yeah,
just both.
Yeah, she might be a little bit of you know.
I'd say it'll be the longest. I'd go with you.
Talents.
I'd say longest yet since 2021.
They should be able to bet what will last longer, the national anthem or the black national anthem.
But are they close in length? Are they supposed to be close in length? You know,
I
don't know. They got to do the flyovers and all that stuff with the national anthem. So, Snowcone, can you please figure out what happened? Just look it up real quick. The plane in Alaska with 10 people on it. Did they find it? Is it? I mean, I assume it's in the water. It went missing. There's been a lot of travel stuff.
I'm screwing up your whole news.
No, you're fine.
Did you hear about the Telemundo guy?
Yeah, we were just talking about it. Yeah,
from Kansas City.
What a bad story, man.
We talked about it yesterday, but we didn't know. We didn't know what happened. We just knew that.
We still don't.
They said he died. Yeah, we still don't. But there's at least now.
They had video of a woman leaving his hotel room,
and she,
going into it with him, and then leaving alone. And she has been charged in the past as a prostitute who drugged people and took their money. And I just was like, man, I don't know if that happened or not, but I couldn't feel worse for
that. Dude,
she's arrested with his credit card. His phone.
Yeah. Because we read yesterday that this guy's wife passed away. If this is correct, what we read, that his wife passed away in a car accident less than a year ago. They have a daughter.
Mm-hmm. So his wife, I mean, now we're just speculating.
They should
take his name out of it. But so this guy, his wife dies. I mean, what a tragedy, right?
In her mid-20s.
Right, but he probably hasn't had a chance to breathe because he's raising a kid on his own, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to figure that out. And, you know, maybe he's getting help from grandparents
know,
or whatever. But
guessing.
Still, being a single parent is tough, no matter how much. Not even time to grieve, right? Because, you know, you just got stuff going on. And then if this is right, man, guy finally gets like a long weekend to go to New Orleans.
For his job.
And he's like, you know, let's party a little bit. And someone kills him.
It's horrible.
Oh, and man. Now like, I just feel like, man.
Yeah.
You know, what a horrible, horrible, you know. I couldn't
really
feel worse for the guy. Like, I empathize with him. Like, you know.
It's a sad story.
It's really sad.
And, of course,
story.
The daughter, you know, feel horrible for.
Right.
And if we have some of this information wrong, the stuff about the woman, that all is in the news.
So I feel like we can talk about that. She's been charged before, and they have her going into his room and leaving it.
Yeah. So. The stuff about how many kids they have and all that, I'm not real sure, but we did read some stuff yesterday that they had a little girl. I think is what you said, Snowcone.
That was the exact words,
mm-hmm. little girl.
Yeah.
So did you look at the plane in Alaska? Did they find it?
I just Googled it. They have not found it.
Okay, so it's still missing. And a plane in Alaska with 10 people on it went missing. And, you know, they've had a lot of issues with planes and travel. Well, how a train caught on fire last night. Well, I guess we'll talk about that. But currently, you've got a plane missing in Alaska.
This is a bit of a mystery. A small Bering air flight carrying 10 people on board went missing during a flight between two small towns over the western coast of Alaska. The plane departed at around 2:40 p.m. local time, but then lost contact with air traffic control about 40 minutes later, just 10 minutes before its scheduled arrival, and about 12 miles offshore.
Okay, you've had this. You had the Japan Airlines plane slice the tail off of that Delta flight yesterday, whenever that was. You had the engine catch on fire of whatever flight. I don't remember if that was United or American, but the engine caught on fire and they had to make an emergency landing.
Oh, right.
Then you had the DC crash, which killed, 67 people, something like that, the helicopter crash. What am I missing? There's been others. There's been.
You said the Philly one?
No, that's right. The medical, that was the other one, because those were like really close together, the DC one. And that had
the next day.
Four people on it, something like that.
Yeah.
And we still don't know what happened there. The plane took off and was in the air for like less than a minute before it just plummeted right into the street. I mean, people were injured. It's crazy. And, you know, I don't know if Trump's still saying that this is all DEI or not, but I did hear DEI mentioned after the DC thing. So I don't know. And then I saw the train catching on fire, and I thought, well, what if someone is trying to, you know, ruin the credibility of his transportation secretary or something?
Was it last year?
No, not really. What happened?
Remember, there was that train that with the giant spill in that small town.
Yeah, was that really a year ago? Oh, that seems like a long time
Maybe
ago.
Maybe it was more than a year ago.
Okay.
But then there was like three or four like other train incidents like within that same month.
Yeah.
I do remember them saying that this was all evidence that we need to update our lines.
Like congressional hearings about the regulations.
Stuff like that. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, maybe. I guess in the fire last night, nobody was hurt. I don't know if you guys saw the video, but, I mean, that train was it was headed to Wilmington, I think they said. And they had to evacuate everyone off the off the train. They don't know what started the fire. At least this morning, they didn't know what started the fire. But these the train cars are just on fire. So maybe that's more evidence that we need to update those trains. I don't know if they ever did anything the first time or not. The Super Bowl is this weekend, and you know every year we have this game, and every year the news has to make a point to talk about the ads, whether it's releasing the ads as soon as they can so everyone sees them before the game, which kind of, you know, ruins that aspect of those watch parties, because if you care about the commercials, you've probably already seen them on YouTube a million times. But the
I will say, to be, I do care about them, and but I never go to YouTube and watch them early. I guess maybe I don't care that much, but I am interested, like, which ones are, you know, people love and which ones people don't love.
Doesn't it feel like they run, though, a lot of them before the game now? So if you have, if you do watch commercials at all on TV, which that never used to happen. I felt like those commercials were almost all new.
I still feel like they save some.
Oh, they save some.
I haven't seen before.
I just feel like so many of them, and maybe I am seeing them on YouTube. I try not to click on them. One, I don't really care. But also, it's like, I'm going to be watching the game, so I'll check it out.
Plus, I kind of want to be surprised.
Yeah, exactly. But this year, Fox made headlines because they say they sold one ad that was for $8 million.
This year, it's going to cost some serious dough. A source telling CNBC broadcaster Fox sold some ads for a record $8 million each, which did not scare advertisers away.
Okay, so after this, they go on this long thing. Why would you spend so much money on a Super Bowl commercial? Which I can't believe that they feel like they need to explain this. So, but they go on to say that network, that was one of the news networks this morning.
They're saying,
why do companies, why do they agree? Why do they want to
spend this
money? A
company that sells advertising and how they get their money is questioning why you would spend so much money for advertising.
Right.
Well, they're letting you know. Hey, in case you're curious why people are willing to spend so much money on these commercials, here's why. They even talked to an expert. You don't need the expert to tell me that if a third of American households have this on, and we have a very, you know, our whole media landscape now is split into about a billion pieces. This is your opportunity to reach a third of Americans. That's worth a lot of money. I don't need, I mean, unless you're just questioning, like, why do we have commercials at all?
Plus, if you have a good one, you're talking about even more. Just people talking about it the next day. I mean, I guarantee you, we'll do it. Every radio show in America, podcasters, whatever, any sort of media we'll be talking about the best commercials, so
yeah, that's,
you know,
I think,
like,
now
you got even more of that, you know, and then there, you know, for, you know, multimedia platforms, they'll be posting those commercials, right? Like, I mean, I don't know if $8 million is worth it, but it doesn't sound like
that,
it's not.
That doesn't sound like that much money to,
you know,
a giant corporation.
I don't know what the return on investment is, but I guarantee you, like, I don't know what a year-long schedule would cost on Fox, but I mean, you're getting a pretty good return on investment for one commercial during the Super Bowl, yeah.
And if you said, what's the most anyone's ever paid for a 30-second ad, I would have thought, actually, that it's more than $8 million. They're acting like this is unprecedented, so I don't know that they actually say that. Maybe they're just trying to make something out of nothing. But, you know, 124 million viewers, that's why people pay so much, in case you're curious. They think it's a good deal. And keep in mind, too, that when you watch these games, a lot of these advertisers are repeat advertisers. The same beer companies, the same banks, the same whatever, tax companies. So they must think this works because they continue to do it. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and finish the news.
The Church of Laszlo.
Hey, I know we got more doom scrolling to do, but Snowcone, did you see your buddy Kanye?
Jesus Christ, man.
Yay. Kanye, Kanye. It's weird because his name's Kanye, but he spells it
Yee. I know, so I don't know what to say. But it doesn't matter because did you see his tweets last night?
I just saw he was off his meds was the headline I saw.
Oh, because his first tweet was at 9.03 p.m. And it just said, free puff. And then the next one was about an hour later. And it was, at real Donald Trump, please free my brother Puff.
Oh, trying to get the pardon. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then it went all the way to 2:30 in the morning. And then he was like, Puff, we love you.
So this was all Puff daddy
and
stuff.
Two more hours later, he tweeted, I stood up for Puff, and I'm still winning 20 Grammys next year and doing the Super Bowl.
Oh.
And then two more hours later, he just tweeted, I'm a Nazi.
Oh, that's a headline grabber. Right?
And then 20 minutes later, he said, Elon stole my Nazi swag at the inauguration. You, my guy, get your own third rail. And then at 7:41 a.m., he tweeted, Hitler was so fresh.
It's almost like at that point, maybe he wants attention.
A minute later, he said, call me Adolf Hitler, and your bitch still wants to F. And then he tweeted...
What time are we at now?
7:42 a.m.
Okay, so he's just tweeting through the night.
And then in the middle of those, at 6:11 a.m., he also tweeted, I turned down 3 photos this week with the Make-A-Wish kids in wheelchairs.
Well, I didn't see that one.
I mean, what?
Man.
What?
Does he have anyone? Like, is he married again?
Yeah.
Okay. Just why doesn't she take
a stories about her being naked at the Grammys?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I guess I did. I saw the headlines.
Always naked.
Yeah. You know, maybe he doesn't need Twitter. I don't. I'm torn here. The guy's a celebrity. He's the one getting on Twitter. But at the same time, the people who have been around him say that it's well established that he has a lot of mental health issues. Yeah. And if he refuses treatment, things get rough.
Yeah, so, you know, if that's case, whatever. He can tweet whatever he wants, man. I'm a free speech guy, but, dude, what are we doing, man? Like,
why do we love him anymore?
Where are we headed with this?
I know.
But I was like, why do we pay attention to him? Like, he's just...
$5 million.
No, I mean, I understand. Like,
he's,
you know,
he's said so much stuff at this point.
But he's just said so much and done, so, like, who cares?
Well, I didn't even see those. The fact that he said he's a Nazi, that should have... If he... You know, there was a time when he said that, that would have been...
Oh, for
huge
sure.
Huge news that I couldn't have missed.
For sure.
So, we certainly pay less attention.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
We're like, okay.
But it's also pretty provocative to say I'm a Nazi and call me...
For sure.
Adolf Hitler, or whatever he said.
Such an idiot.
Free puff. Well, you know...
I mean, and just so you know, you missed it, but it is the, you know, headline of Los Angeles Times.
Oh, I'm sure.
And so it's not like people are
not talking about it. Yeah,
New York Daily News, New York Post.
Yeah. I'm just saying that I do think there was a time when if he said that stuff, it would have been like the story of the day.
Yeah, way, way bigger.
Kanye, yeah. But
it's
now
like,
it's
but
like...
But it's Kanye. Like, yeah. Of course he said some ignorant...
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Tell me more.
The rest of the news?
Flanky, wanky, kissy, kissy.
I never said kissy, kissy. I guess it wouldn't have been that crazy, but...
Come back here, Travy Wabby.
Travy Wabby. I never said kissy kissy.
Okay.
Those documents that Trump says have to be released, they're in the news again today because the Department of Justice and somebody else, they have to come up with some sort of plan today. I mean, they've only got like a couple hours. They're supposed to release something. And I don't see anywhere that they have released it, but today they're supposed to release something that says... Here's our plan for releasing those documents about MLK, JFK, and RFK. So people, of course, are the most excited about the JFK documents. And when Trump said he would release the stuff in his first term, he ended up not doing it. And he apologized at the time because he said, sorry, I can't because there's things in it that could harm our national security. And that was after the CIA and the FBI had asked him not to release those things. But this time around, he says, I want those three things released, and they need to hurry up. But they were talking to experts. I guess those must be historians. They just called them experts about the release of these documents. They said the JFK thing will be by far the biggest. Like, people want those documents more than the others by a mile. Although I did hear Snowcone say he thinks there might be more in the MLK stuff because less of that has been released. And we, you know, most of the JFK stuff has been released, but a little bit hasn't.
I think there is definitely revelatory material in there.
Investigative journalist Jeff Morley is especially interested in information about a CIA agent who worked in Cuba. Testimony from another CIA official that remains heavily redacted. And letters Jackie Kennedy wrote to President Lyndon Johnson. For decades, the sealed documents fueling conspiracy after conspiracy, even though the vast majority have long been public.
I don't know for sure. I don't know a ton about the JFK conspiracies. I mean, I saw the Oliver Stone movie when I was a kid. Sure. And I've heard some of them over the years, mainly being that Oswald, you know, was working for somebody else, that he was working for another country, whatever. Lots of stuff to do with Oswald. He didn't act alone. There was another shooter. That's the big one, right? Another gun on the grassy knoll. I know some of those. I don't know much about like, what did Jackie think? They were saying that she didn't believe the narrative. That okay. In those letters that she wrote, there's probably evidence of that. I never heard that. Stone turned me on to some history podcast, and I started listening to it, and they did one about JFK, and afterwards I was like, well, okay. They make it seem like, look, here's what happened. And they're like, you know, PhD historians. Not that that means that they would absolutely know, because they're just regurgitating
right, sure.
what has been told. But, and I think historians also really want things to be solved. They want it to be black and white. Here's what happened. We know what happened. Here's the history, instead of, you know, we don't know. Well, maybe. Well, that could be. Yeah, that is mysterious. So it's almost like they're so anti-conspiratorial.
Right.
They're just like, here's how it is. And that's that. Unless I tell you otherwise. So I've never known a ton about the JFK conspiracies, but I know enough that it's obvious to me a lot of people believe that the story given is not the real story. It's got to be one of the biggest conspiracy, if not the biggest, in America so far as right. number of people who don't believe the official narrative. The official story that has been told by the government and investigators, that's got to be, what do you think, 50% of people that believe it? You go down there. We were down there a couple months ago, however long ago that was, and we went to the museum and all that stuff. And it still doesn't even matter that it was the middle of the week. They've got all these people out there who are just selling conspiracy theory stuff. And they want you to sure. buy books, and they want you to listen to their conspiracy. And it's crazy. Like, it's been a long time, man.
Well, I don't think it's that crazy, though. I mean, like, we say, oh, they don't believe the official narrative.
Oh,
well,
that's not crazy.
No, because what is the official narrative? And it's hard to have an official narrative when they say, well, here's all the papers, but this is so much of it has been redacted. Well, then, you know, well, it's like reading a story and having 13 pages missing.
Yeah.
Well, maybe those 13 pages don't add anything to it, but if they didn't, why aren't they in there?
Yeah, why are they?
Right? And anything can happen in those 13 pages, and the fact that you took them out makes me curious about it. So to me, like, those things seem, you know, I don't even know if, I know we say conspiracy theory, but I don't even know if it's, you know, less than 50% believe it. Not only because, you know, we're conspiratorial, but also because, like, you guys have never told us the full story, right? Like, you haven't told us the full story. We don't know it.
Because of these documents?
Yeah, because these documents you say have been sealed. Like, you know, there would be no other story that you could say, I know exactly what happened, if you kept part of the story from me.
Yeah.
You know, sure. That's it.
So, anyhow, it says the Director of National Intelligence and the Attorney General were supposed to release some sort of proposed plan for declassifying that JFK stuff sometime today, because they're running out of time. I don't know. I never heard Trump say you have to do it by this time, but I saw several things this morning saying that they're running out of time, so they got to put out this plan. So, and you had asked last time, you know, how long do we have to wait?
Yeah,
and
all they told us was a couple of weeks. 45 days, 35 days. There was a timeline for what they could get done and when they needed to have it out, according to Trump.
It seems longer now than what they had said that day, because I only saw one person say, but they said it, you know, might start getting the stuff in a couple of weeks. Seemed like this morning, more like what you're saying, that it's going to take a while, especially if you're saying the Director of National Intelligence and the Attorney General are just now being rushed to put out a plan.
Right.
Shows that they have a plan of when to release this stuff and how. The egg prices. Man, everyone's been talking about the egg prices, and there was that big egg heist, 100,000 eggs. Did you guys see that?
Heist, no.
You didn't see the 100,000 eggs?
I'd like to have a shot heist, if you give me one of those.
Yeah. They still haven't found the guy or guys or gals or whatever who stole all these eggs.
How many left in there?
Looks like four.
Oh, if you include I was going to say give me all of them, but I don't need that many.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, someone stole 100,000 eggs from a company in Pennsylvania. It was like one of those, you know, organic brown egg kind of things. What do you do with those?
Well, yeah, I was trying to think, too, like, how do you steal, how, 100,000?
Yeah.
Like, how big is that? How big, like, of a parcel is that, 100,000
right.
eggs?
Right.
12 to a car, it's a lot.
You had to have hope, because you're using a forklift, you're taking these things, you're obviously putting them in a big truck
right,
if you got 100,000 eggs, but then who do you sell them to? You sell them to restaurants or grocery stores? I see these videos of people going into Costco and buying stacking these eggs up where they're buying hundreds and hundreds of eggs, maybe thousands at a time. And I at first was like, why do you need that many? And I thought, oh, they all must own some sort of business, right? They're cooking. They're using the eggs for whatever. Maybe they make ice cream or whatever it is. They're using those eggs for work, and so they're buying them. And because it's a small business, they're buying them at Costco, I guess. Or maybe they're buying them at Costco because they're cheap right now. Yeah. Cheaper than they are from their distributor, and they're just walking out of there with these things. Have you seen those videos of people just clearing out?
No.
They put the eggs on the floor, and then within 2 minutes, the thing I saw most recently, they said, took less than 2 minutes for all of the eggs in the cooler. You know, at Costco, you walk into the refrigerator, they walk in cooler.
Yeah.
And I mean, it, when they set them out, it looked like plenty of eggs to me, but now it wasn't 100,000, but I still just, even with eggs being expensive, okay, I bought a dozen. I just had to buy eggs. I paid for brown eggs, whatever, and I got them at Walmart. I think I paid like $5.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying that's cheap. That is a lot for eggs.
Yeah.
But it is still $5. So unless you're using a bunch of eggs for something like a business, then I would think this shouldn't be as scary as some things.
Right.
Like if gas gets more expensive, like really expensive or whatever. And if you're stealing 100,000 eggs...
I just don't really understand the why the eggs are expensive. That's why I don't... Yeah. Why eggs?
Yeah. Bird flu was the main thing. But then also they said the fires and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I don't get it. And then I guess it's not going to help
but
you.
Got
100,000
okay, bird
stolen.
Flu. But we've had bird flu before. I don't remember this happening. So...
I don't either.
Scratch that a little bit. And, I mean...
That's the main thing they're giving is bird
the
flu.
The fire... I don't... What's the
fire? The fire, they said it affected their migratory patterns and...
Chickens?
Yeah. Right. These
chickens
birds
migrate?
I'm guessing the birds that have bird flu making other birds sick. That's all I could imagine. Because if you're talking about birds changing their flight patterns, that's not where my eggs come from. So I assume she was still on the bird flu thing. But and then you had a truck crash. That wouldn't affect it that much. That was a lot. And now 100,000. I'm sure that 100,000 is probably nothing. But this company said, well, we're going to increase our security now. And we want to find the people who did this.
The CEO of Pete and Jerry's Organic Eggs telling us the company is beefing up security in the wake of that brazen heist of nearly 100,000 eggs worth $40,000 at one of its facilities in Pennsylvania.
If it happened once, it could happen again.
The theft happened just before 9 p.m. Saturday night. 8,000 cartons of a dozen eggs stolen from the back of a distribution trailer in Greencastle, Pennsylvania. 6 days after the heist, state police are still struggling to crack the case.
Still struggling to crack the case, even with excellent police detectives. They've used the puns and the egg stories. Like, can we just, can we say that's enough, media? We know that you like to use puns, especially in a headline. But
I don't know where you would sell those eggs either.
Well, $40,000 worth.
Marked boxes,
they
right?
Gotta say, Pete,
to some degree.
What are you going to take them all out of those cartons and put them in other cartons?
Right, because right.
It's going to have Pete, whatever the name is, Pete and Pete or whatever the company, Pete and Greg, Jerry's, Pete and Jerry's. But in the USA Today story, they talked about how there are empty refrigerators at grocery stores across the country where people are buying all these eggs. Well, then, so it's not all small business owners. I guess people are worried. I'll buy them up now because they're just going to get more expensive. That must be it. It's kind of like the toilet paper thing. There's something real to it, and then it turns into a much bigger issue because it snowballs,
right, sure.
Especially with social media. And you see videos of people buying all the eggs at Costco. And then I can see my mom being like, I should buy extra eggs. I'm not sure why I was thinking that, but I think eggs.
I could see that.
Yeah. I think the bird flu, they're going to get more expensive. I saw something. But yeah, what do you do with $40,000, 100,000 eggs that say Pete and Jerry's on them?
I don't know.
Like, this can't be a syndicate. This cannot be a thing that you've been doing for years where you steal eggs and sell them.
No, I
so
just don't know. I mean,
first
like, I'm all
egg-
about it. I just don't know where you would sell
right.
them. I mean, I get you could sell them to small businesses and mom and pop restaurants and, you know, whatever, but it still feels like they would have that carton that logo on
Pete
it.
Pete and Jerry, yeah.
So
and you're
going to
need a refrigerated
like,
truck.
Oh, yeah,
and-
big, giant... refrigerator just to store the eggs before you sold them.
Because
right?
You need 100,000 of them to be worth $40,000. That's, I don't
how
know
long,
much space.
How long are eggs good in a refrigerator?
I don't know. I think they're good at least a couple weeks, right? Maybe three? Does that
know.
Sound about right? When I look at the expiration date, I always feel like it's somewhere around 3 weeks. Twitch, give us a better answer for that. Is it 2-3 weeks? So I think it's something like that. Yeah, that's the other thing, too. When you go to sell them, the buyer's going to want to know that they're good. So I guess I can crack one open and see. But still, I would be hesitant to buy eggs from some guy driving around in this rented truck with refrigerator
well,
truck.
I mean, they certainly do buy, you know, small restaurants buy stuff from independent grocers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could be an independent grocer. Maybe you sell them to independent grocers.
I don't know.
You know, so they can go out and sell them. Like, I don't know. But it just seems like that's a... you know, cash is hard to launder. You'd think eggs would be even harder.
It felt like if you had one buyer, then this heist makes a little more sense to me. Like, somebody was like, I need like 100,000.
Yeah, but for what? That's
but,
the thing.
Right, for what? For what business? But
right,
otherwise,
gonna
aren't
anyway.
Going to go around trying to sell 100,000 eggs, like you said, in the next a week or so before they start right. to go bad? I don't get it. But if you know the guy, please call authorities because they're still looking for him.
The Church of Laszlo.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.